Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I will give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for the top 5 of those games. And it's that time of year again, the beginning of con season. And the first one I always cover and go to each year is Origins Game Fair from Columbus, Ohio. It's traditionally right around the second week of June and usually ends right on Father's Day, so it's easy for us guys to remember when it is. So it's usually a lower new release show because most publishers will show off what they have coming for release at Gen Con and Essen and have less product on hand. This year isn't a whole lot different, however, but there does seem to be a little more than normal years as far as products being released. So today I'm going to give you my top 5 games to try and top 5 games to buy at the 2019 Origins Game Fair. And for frame of reference, the try games are the ones that are not available to buy at all. They're just demo only. So these aren't games I just want to try before buying. These are games you can't actually buy and you'd be able to get some more demos. And since a lot of these games I haven't played before and there's not a whole lot of information, some of these games may be just very small on the information list. So, hey, let's get going. So number 5 to try. This is Football Highlights 2052 by Eagle Griffin Games from Mike Fitzgerald. It's going to be a game for 1 to 4 players in 45 to 60 minutes. Now, Mike Fitzgerald did Baseball Highlights 2035, or I don't remember what number it's in there. But anyway, Baseball Highlights was a great game. 2-player, you can play 2 to 4 players because you can play kind of like a tournament thing. But you're playing cards back and forth, playing a baseball game, and you're using these cards, and they have like robots and cyborgs and humans. So you're trying to play, it's kind of like a rock, paper, scissor in a way where you're trying to counteract what other people are doing, but you're playing a little bit of a game of baseball. Really fun game. So that system is really well tested and good. So now Mike Fitzgerald is putting this into a football game. So you have Football Highlights 2052. Not a whole lot of videos, not a whole lot of information, but I do like the system that they put together. So I think this one is going to be pretty good. That's number 5, Football Highlights. Number 4, Sanctum. This is by Czech Games Edition and Philip Neduk. Now, Philip Neduk is the designer of Adrenaline, which is a good, frenetic, fast-paced, kind of a very little bit of a lighter, but still really fun game to play. It's kind of like a first-person shooter. Now, he does pretty good games as far as kind of very Ameritrash style, where it's kind of a lot of dice chucking and a lot of fun and using cards. Now, not a lot is known about Sanctum yet. It's coming out sometime later this year, but CGE does a lot of good. You know, they have good products as far as good components and such, and not a lot of information so far about Sanctum, but they say it's a competitive game for 2 to 4 players. It's kind of like a hack and slash game where you're kind of a dungeon crawler and hack and slash, but you're going to play heroes and embarking upon a quest to rid the lands of demonic invasion and fighting your way through countless enemies, gearing up to face the Lord of Demons himself. Now, looking at some of the cards, which is kind of all they have available right now, it does look like you're kind of grabbing a lot of dice, throwing dice, getting your equipment, and fighting bigger baddies. So this could be a fun little hour to 2 hour romp. It's 2 to 4 players, hour to 2 hours. I don't think it's going to be all that heavy, but it should be a lot of fun and good art. So that's Sanctum, number 4. Number 3 is Fickle. This is a card game by Glenn Cotter. It's going to be released by Bard Games. It's actually on Kickstarter right now if you want to see some information there. And this is one of the rare ones that I've actually gotten to play a little bit of. Now, this is kind of a set collection, kind of push your luck type game in which you're trying to collect fairies into your little group. Now, you'll be able to, each round you're collecting 5 fairies, and there's a kind of a way that you're going to collect them is this. The person to your right is going to have cards, and they're going to put 3 cards in a certain order, and then they're going to give them to the person in the left face down. Now, you're going to flip over a card, and you're going to see which fairy comes out. Now, fairies will have a different color, and they'll have a different ability that you'll be able to use. Now, you have to either use the card, the first card you flip, or you can discard it, but then you use the second card, you know, flip over the second card. If you discard that second card, you have to keep the third card. So now, by doing this, you kind of, you know, you have the person who's trying to outthink you. Maybe they gave you the first one first, or maybe they saved the best one first, or the one they know you really want. So, or maybe they think you want the one that's on the bottom. So it's kind of a little bit of cat and mouse there, which is kind of fun. Now, you're going to be collecting five different fairies during each round. And depending on the suit of the card is how many points you're going to score. If you have one card of each suit of a particular suit, you're going to score the value on that card. If you have two cards of a suit, they'll give you 0 points. 3 to 4 cards of a suit, you're going to lose points equal to the card of the suit with the highest number on it. And if you have five of the same suit, that's kind of shooting the moon and you're going to get all the number on there. Not very easy to do, I could tell you that firsthand. So this is a lot of fun. There's going to be about 15 different fairy suits that are included in the box. You only use five in each game. This is a lot of fun. Fickle, check it out on Kickstarter, but it's one that I really want to try. You know, I kind of put it on this list because I think a lot of people should try this one out because it's kind of a little hidden gem that'll be out there. 3 to 5 players, plays in less than an hour, probably about, I think we played about 15 to 30 minutes, a little longer with the teaching, obviously, to 40 minutes, but a lot of fun there. Number two, Roll for Adventure. This is by Matthew Dunstan and Brett Gilbert, a great design team. Check out a lot of things by them. And this is going to be put out by Cosmos Games. They kind of specialize in the smaller type games. This is going to be 2 to 4 players, 30 minutes, around 30 to 40 minutes. This is going to be kind of a co-op game in which you're just basically just a dice chucker, and there's going to be four different areas of the board, and each area you need to defeat basically the game, and they'll have cards that'll come out that'll increase the bad scale. I think if it goes up to the skull track goes up to a certain amount, you lose. So you want to try to manage all four of the areas, but you're rolling dice, playing cards, trying to figure out how you can close out the different areas. Very standard co-op, but it does look pretty cool. The art is really nifty. And this is going to be, again, 2 to 4 players, about 30 minutes, a Roll for Adventure. This one looks really cool. Number one, Alter Quest. This is another one that I believe is on Kickstarter right now to check out. This is probably going to be a little more pricey, but this really has that feel of kind of a Gloomhaven feel to it. This is by the Sadler brothers, Adam Sadler and Brady Sadler. And it's going to be out by Blacklist Games. Now, their games tend to be on a heavier side and a little bit more difficult in co-op game. So you're going to want to check this one out. I think hopefully they'll maybe have the more of a middle area because they've really got beat down by, I think it was that Warhammer Quest card game, which is just ridiculously hard to play. Now, I think hopefully the difficulties ramp down, but this is a nice sprawling dungeon crawl game with minis and cards. Now, to compare this one to a game that I talk about a lot, Gloomhaven, this is going to be more of a kind of one shot. You're going to, you know, they stress from what everything I've seen as far as written for it. This is more of kind of more one shot games for Alter Quest as far as the dungeon crawl. However, there will be a scenario or a campaign that'll be included in there, so you can kind of play it either way, but I think it's more designed where people want to just get in and get out. So some people kind of like that a little more than having the investment of a Gloomhaven where you're playing, you're playing years and years to play that one. Anyway, Alter Quest, you're looking at 30 to 90 minutes for each one of these 1 to 4 players. It looks great because there's a ton of minis. They've unlocked a lot of stuff, but I really want to check this one out at Origins to see how it plays and really get my hands dirty in there. So I'm really looking forward to that one. That one is Alter Quest. So the five games to try: Football Highlights 2052, Sanctum, Fickle, Roll for Adventure, and number one, Alter Quest. So, hey, let's go into what I want to buy. Now, on my list here, there are a couple of expensive ones and a couple of cheaper ones. And altogether, I'll give you a little hint, $270 to get all five of these games. I don't know if my wife will let me get all of these games, but we'll see. Number five, Naga Raja. Now, this is by Bruno Cathala and Theo Riviere and is put out by Hurricane. There's going to be two players. Nice little two-player game, plays in about 30 minutes. This one will be $40. What's cool about this one, so you've got kind of a 3x3 grid in front of you, and you're kind of trying to get these tiles which connect each side. So there's going to be, you're going to start from the bottom, and there's going to be tiles around the outside of your 3x3 grid, and you're trying to connect all the things to the outsides to get these rewards. Now, you're going to be bidding these little, there's this cool little square. They almost look like picture a four-sided French fry, you know, but they're wood, you know, four-sided piece of wood that almost look like French fries, and they're different sizes. And you'll be bidding these cards, which will let you roll these. So they're kind of like four-sided dice. You'll roll these, and depending on what number you get there, that's going to determine who gets the card that's kind of up for bid in there. And that's going to enable you to get the certain tile to put on your 3x3 grid. Quick little fun game. I saw some videos. It looks really cool. I think this is going to be a good one. And of course, Bruno Cathala, one of the best designers out there today. Number four, Skull Tales Full Sail. This is going to be at the Van Ryder booth. I believe it's put out by Eclipse Editorial, but it's imported by Van Ryder. This is by David Illesges. Sorry, David, that I can't say your name. It's a 1-5 players, 60 to 150 minutes. And it's a little heavier. This is a kind of a nice little sprawling. This is a pirate theme, but it has, almost has that dungeon crawl feel to it. You're going to be playing this semi-co-op, because I think the semi-co-op nature is, I think someone can have mutiny to take over the ship, but you're going to be pirates on a pirate ship. You're going to have an adventure phase, a journey phase, and you're also going to have a town phase or a port phase. So you're going to have a lot of these different things where you can, you're going to go out in the adventure phase and you're going to fight other monsters, or you're going to go into, you know, maybe the Kraken, or you're going to go into caves and try and get your loot. Your journey phase is going to be what happens on the boat. Maybe you'll see other boats as well. And then you're going to have the port phase, where I'm guessing you can increase or get more cards for into your hand and to get better, so you can do a little harder things throughout the next couple of rounds of the game. And who knows, maybe even mutiny and take over the ship. This looks pretty cool. There's a lot of minis in it. I think this is going to be a nifty one. 60 to, again, this is going to be a little longer. So you're talking about an hour, 1 to 3 hours, 1 to 5 players. So you can actually play this solo as well. That's Skull Tales Full Sail. That one's going to be a little more pricey. It's going to be about $100. Another bigger one, Dark Domains. This is by Laboratory H. And it's going to be about $75. What's really good about this one, this is another one of those kind of a sprawling kind of, you're the bad guy trying to take over, I want to say take over the world, take over the land that it is. It's a worker placement game. It's 2 to 5 players. Now, you're going to try to be the most evil, and you're going to have skulls, which are going to, you know, your game, put your points in there. You're going to use minions, henchmen, and monsters, and magic to try and get rid of the good and rebel the Torin Company to cover the land in darkness. But what's really cool is that they say they take a lot of the base systems around Pillars of the Earth, and looking at the art, it looks very reminiscent of that kind of Pillars of the Earth. I don't think it's the same artist. I think it's a different artist, but it does have that kind of feel of Pillars of the Earth. But the work placement aspect of it, this looks really good. It's kind of look like a nice little heavier Euro kind of feel, which is really right up my alley. So if you like those type of games, or if you like kind of Pillars of the Earth and you want kind of more of a, maybe more of an Ameritrash or kind of that thematic medieval feel, this is going to be about 2 hours, 2 to 5 players. Again, it's kind of a midweight Euro feel to it, but man, it looks great. That's Dark Domains by Laboratory H. Number two, get a little cheaper for these last two, which should be good for everybody. This is going to be Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle Defense Against the Dark Arts. It's a little bit more of a tongue tied there. So this one is a little bit different than Hogwarts Battle, but they're going to take the same type of gameplay as Hogwarts Battle, where you have the deck building, you know, kind of a lighter deck building type game. This is also by USAopoly, or the OP. This is made by Andrew Wolf, who I think made the original Hogwarts Battle. And it has Cami Mandel as the other designer. This is a 30-60 minute two-player game. Now, this has the feel, from what I'm seeing here, not a lot is known about this one, but from what it looks like, and if you take the base Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle feel, it has the either Dominion, or more, actually probably more of an Ascension, or the DC deck building game feel. So nice and easy. You're just using, one basic currency, I believe. And you're basically going, you're fighting it out against another student. So, of course, this is Hogwarts. Nothing is, you're just battling at Hogwarts to get better at your defense against the dark arts. Because, Dumbledore doesn't want anything lethal inside the building. But anyway, the two-player game, nice deck building game, where I think you're just trying to get a certain amount of points using the spells, items, and also allies to chip away at each other's health. This is what I'm really looking forward to. It's only going to be $25. So I think be an easier one to check out. And the number one game that I want to buy, this is another one that is $30. This is by Rob Davio. and Calliope Games. This is called Ship Shape. Now, what's cool about this is everyone has their own ship and you're on the high seas and you're trying to get the most cargo and the different types of cargo. This is a 2-6 player game, plays in about 30 to 60 minutes. But what's cool about this is you have a 3x3 grid on your little card. It's played over 3 rounds. You'll have a different card for each round. But these little cards that are in the middle that everybody will be bidding cards to get is they have different ways that they're all overlays. They're kind of punchboard overlays that'll go over your ship. So as you place them on there, it's going to be covering different parts of your ship. Now on your basic card, you're going to have rats, which you give minus points, and you could take the different cargo cards that you get. You can flip them over and rotate them so you can cover other things. And there's also going to be different numbers on there and different colors of the numbers. So you're going to have gold, cannons, contraband on there, and maybe even rats on some of those cards as well. And you're trying to have at the end of the three rounds, the end of the three phases of each round, you're going to have the numbers that are still facing up as far as that you can see. So you're going to be covering up other things. Looks really cool, really light, but yet still kind of thinky. So this is kind of one of those really good family weight or lighter weight games. I think will have a lot of strategy to it, yet very easy and simple to get into. So I'm really excited to check this one out. Again, a nice cheaper game. I think it's going to be about $30. Again, plays in about 30 to 60 minutes for 2-6 players, and it's called Ship Shape by Rob Davio. So there you have it, the top 5 to buy. Nagaraja, Skull Tales Full Sail, Dark Domains, Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle, Defense Against the Dark Arts, and Ship Shape. So we'll hopefully check those out at Origins. Again, there are a bunch more games that I have not covered here, and if you want more comprehensive rundown of the game, check out the Geek All-Stars episode 187, where we give a nice Origins preview of a ton of games. Thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or want to tell me the games you're looking forward to at Origins, feel free to comment on this episode on MajorSpoilers.com or go to the site for tons of great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I'm Dan, the Board Game Man. You can find me at GeekJockBlog and feel free to tweet me on any games you're looking forward to at Origins or any other questions or topics for future Top 5s. You can also check me out on the Geek All-Stars podcast or as a contributor at TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back soon with more Top 5 board game goodness, but until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's pair.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.